been a remarkable year in science, and in tonight's research filter, we're going to take a look back at some of the most remarkable stories that didn't quite make the filter the first time around. Dr. Joe Milton is from the Australian Science Media Centre. He joins me tonight. Welcome.
Hi, Patricia. Good to be here.
Our first story will resonate for anyone who's watched the Sherlock television series featuring Benedict Cumberbatch. A group of researchers from Deakin University studied how effective Sherlock's now famed mind palace technique stacks up against an indigenous mind recall technique. What did the study involve?
Yeah, that's right, Patricia. So what they did was they got a bunch of students and they split them into three groups. These were medical students, and they asked them to memorize the names of 20 different species of butterflies. So when they were in their three groups, the first group was shown a kind of irrelevant video. Group two was taught the Mind Palace from Sherlock Holmes, and group three was taught this Aboriginal memory technique. They all then came back in and they were tested. Now, the Mind Palace group were twice as likely to get full marks on identifying all these names. But the ones who'd been taught the Aboriginal technique, well, they were three times as likely to ace the test. This Aboriginal memory technique beats the Mind Palace.
What does the study tell us about how crucial oral history was for Indigenous people in passing down history?
Well, incredibly important. That was their main way of passing important information down through the generations. And this really shows just how well it works in terms of helping people to remember important facts. So what the technique actually involves is associating a fact with a particular feature of the landscape, but also having a story or a narrative that's tying it together with that as well. So those can be song lines, or they can be brand new stories and narratives just dreamed up on the spot to help memorize stuff.
All right, let's move on to another story. In August, German psychiatrists started reporting that young people were catching Tourette's like tics. What was going on?
That's right, a very weird phenomenon, because you wouldn't normally think you could catch something like Tourette's. But these German psychiatrists, they noticed a spike in young people who were turning up, and they all had really similar tics. And the other weird thing about them was that normally you would develop Tourette's when you're really quite young, when you're still a kid. And these were all older kids, mainly in their teens. So very, very similar tics, and they couldn't quite figure it out until they recognized them from a YouTube channel called Thunderstorm in the Brain. Now, on that channel, a German guy called Jan Zimmermann, he documents his life with Tourette's, and he had the same tics. So the young people were watching these YouTube videos, and they were sort of picking up and catching those tics from the videos. The researchers have called it a mass social media-induced illness.
Oh, wow. Are there any factors to be mindful of? What does it show us that you can watch and develop things that you're watching? Is that what the message is?
Yes, and it has actually. It's not just Germany. So there's also cases like this in Canada. There's been a previous similar thing happened in the USA as well a few years back. And it suggests that it's perhaps more common just now because there's so much stress on all of us. And stress means that this is more likely to happen. And of course, because we're all locked down or working from home, then teens are even more likely to be glued to their phones watching social media videos than they would be normally. So I guess try and manage stress is probably the best guard against it.
Okay. Finally, out of a possibly tragic situation, there's been a rather peculiar medical discovery in the US this year. Tell me more about the man known as Mr. X and what he did with some magic mushrooms.
Yeah, so I think we should say, first of all, don't try this at home. This was a guy who decided to try and self-medicate for bipolar disorder by injecting himself with a tea made from magic mushrooms. And it turned out to be a really, really bad idea. He ended up in the intensive care unit. His organs started to fail, and his whole body went into septic shock. So it was only through giving this guy a whole load of antifungal and antibiotics that they have managed to kind of keep him alive. And as far as I know, he's still having to take those now. So they actually found that the magic mushrooms had started to grow in his blood.
Oh, God, that's so alarming. This case happened at the same time that there was a lot of attention on how magic mushrooms could treat depression, right?
That's right. So there have been some really good studies this year and last year suggesting that tripping on magic mushrooms with a psychological guide can be really, really beneficial for people who have treatment-resistant depression and nothing else has worked for them. So there is some promise from magic mushrooms, but this is certainly not the way that you should be taking them.
Thank you so much for joining us tonight, Joe.
Thanks, Patricia.
Dr. Joe Milton is from the Australian Science Media Centre. He's been my guest here on Radio National Drive.